Blog Talk Radio.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down. Going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out. But where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We are.
From Insanity to Sane Radio, featuring Ms. Barbara Archer, thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast. I'm so excited to be here. It is Thursday, one more day, and it is Friday, and the weekend is here. And some of you may be thinking, well, you just had a long weekend because last weekend was Good Friday and Easter and all that, but you know what? For me, it was a work weekend, so I'm looking forward to this weekend, as you all as well. This morning, I have the privilege of having an amazing woman in the studio, and I'm very excited to announce her to the public and to everyone on the show. Her name is Laura Knight. Her and her husband, Kurt, they have been married. They've been in a relationship for 6 years, and then they got married. And from that now, they have their own reality show, which a lot of us have tuned in. It's second premiere of Bravo Newlyweds, the first year, featuring Kirk and Laura Knight. So this morning, her husband, he will not be with us this morning, but Laura has graced us with her presence this morning, so she's going to be here this morning. And Laura, thank you so much for joining me this morning into the studio. I'm very excited to have you, and I have tons of questions, so we're just going to get right into your interview, okay?
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay, good. Well, tell us a little bit about you and your husband. Now, you spoke to me before the show began, and you said that you and your husband, y'all had been dating, got married, so y'all been together 6 years and so forth. But how did this romance turn into a reality platform? Would you allow the cameras and everyone into your home, and they journey with you and your husband through this process? So tell us how that all started.
Well, Kirk and I were planning our wedding, and a friend of his had spoken to a producer who was affiliated with the show. They were looking for couples who were getting married in the fall of 2013, and we were approached by the show, and we decided to engage them in a few interviews, and they really liked us. So there was about 150 couples that were being interviewed, and we just kept making the cut. So we had about 3 or 4 months of Skyping back and forth to LA. And through that time, Kirk and I had to spend a lot of time together talking about whether or not this is something we would really want to do. Because as we know, in the reality TV world, that it can cause a lot of problems in relationships. You're really putting your life out there for scrutiny in the public eye. And we ultimately decided that our relationship is strong enough. We have a great foundation. And we were willing to share and open up with the world. It's an all or nothing kind of deal. You're either going to put yourself out there or refuse to do the show, because there's nothing in between with this. You've got a camera crew following you around for over a year, and everybody knows in 1 year you're not going to have a life that's all rainbows and unicorns. There are going to be ups and downs. So we felt comfortable and confident enough to be able to share that. And we thought, what a unique experience that we could have Bravo, of all television stations, filming our wedding. And this is something that we could possibly be sharing with our children and grandchildren in the future. And thought, this is a unique opportunity. Why not do it? We're risk takers, and we decided to go ahead and go for it.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, now, you and your husband I would consider y'all a power couple. You know, your husband, Kirk, he's the owner of his own commercial real estate investment company, as well as an internet startup, and you're the owner of an insurance brokerage company. and as a pilot instructor. So it's like between the two of y'all, how do y'all fit time for one another? Because I know in the natural world where people just, you know, like just married couples and maybe that the husband works and the wife stays at home and takes care of their children, sometimes even those situations it can be difficult to actually connect. How do y'all do it with both busy schedules that y'all have, you know, and how y'all fit that in as far as even with Bravo coming into y'all homes and into y'all lives and doing the taping as well? So y'all must have a very balanced lifestyle in order to be able to pull that off, because I can't do it. Sometimes I ask, okay, I need 5 more hours in this day, you know. So how do you manage as a couple?
Certainly. Our lives are very busy, and our schedule is different day to day. We make sure that we're always regrouping with one another to say, okay, what's your schedule like tomorrow and for the rest of the week and for the rest of the month? So we're both very in tune to what each other's work schedule is like, and also we're very involved with our family and his children. So he has 2 teenage sons. So there's a lot of layers there, and then you add another element of Bravo filming, and it just added to right. the hectic chaos. So finding balance is key, and we always make a promise to one another to take time every day to connect. Now, it may be something simple as curling up on the couch, having a cup of coffee, and just talking about what's going on in our lives and talking to each other, or it could be a big planned date night out or looking forward to a vacation that we have coming up. But it's important to make that connection every day, because this is my husband. This is the man I'm going to be with for right. the rest of my life. And it's very easy to get lost in all of the daily tasks that you have to do. So in order to keep your relationship alive and healthy, you have to be able to have a communication with one another and talk about stuff other than work too. Be able to talk about things that feel good and that are important in your life other than just work stuff.
Right. You know, that is so important. Now, you and Kurt, y'all do not have children at this time, but I do understand that you are wanting to have children yourself, you know, so I know that's mm-hmm. on your to-do list. So just tell us a little bit about any type of struggles that you may have had with actually having a child, and how is that going to play into continuing what you actually doing with your careers, plus with the Bravo and all that, you know. So that's one more added thing onto the list of what you already have, mm-hmm. you know. So how are y'all working that out, you know, because I'm sure y'all had to have discussions as far as with family, how you're going to be able to maneuver that. I mean, I know that your husband, Kirk, he has 2 older children himself, but they're much older, mm-hmm. and it's a whole lot different when you have this newborn baby because they take up so much of your time. So how is that going to fit for you?
Well, before we got married, it was something that Kirk and I had talked about many times about, you know, we knew that at some point we would want to have a baby together. We just weren't sure exactly what that time frame would be. And my clock is ticking, so I'm more like, let's have a baby now, let's have a baby now. And at first he was like, wait a minute. We just got married. Let's enjoy this for a little bit. And if you're keeping up with the show, at this point he has yes. finally said, okay, I'm ready. Let's start trying to have a baby. So I got off the pill, and so it's a very planned out thing and no
okay.
accidents. And so we've got a lot going on with trying to get pregnant. And seeing how that journey goes. I don't want to reveal too much because a lot happens
right,
in the next couple episodes. So everybody's going to have to watch and just sort of see how that goes. But, you know, we were aware from the beginning. I'm 35 years old. Kirk is now 42. So we weren't sure if we would be able to get pregnant right away or if this is going to be something that would take some time. And we try to be realistic and positive and open-minded with whatever we're approaching. Now, as far as what that means in our lives, as far as bringing a baby into the equation when we have such a busy work schedule, it's just another way of finding balance. Babies are always such a beautiful, wonderful part of anybody's life. So it's not an inconvenience. It's it would mean that I may have to step back from some of the work I'm doing, continue working, but maybe not take on as large of a workload, or you know, I will maintain my insurance brokerage, but maybe that means teaching less Pilates classes. And you don't really know until you're in the situation. So, you know, when we do have a baby in the house, we'll have to, you know, play it by ear and see how it goes as far as what that means is in altering our schedule. And we probably won't be able to travel as much.
Right. Yeah, sometimes children have a way of dampering that just a little bit, you know. You know, I raised two children myself, so I definitely know the struggles there with work and everything. But now with Kirk, with his lifestyle, you know, being a bachelor and you being a bachelor, you know, bachelorette on your end, you know, just being single, were there any issues, you know, as far as, you know, coming from being single? Because sometimes I know that with men, the older they get and they still single, you know, it's hard for them to get from being single and giving up their you know, single pad and converting over into this marriage, you know, transitioning. And I know transition can be difficult for a lot of us. Did you and Kirk experience any of those transitions, you know, just wanting to give up, you know, because especially a woman as well, you know, when a woman is independent and she's doing her own thing, you know, sometimes it's a little bit difficult, you know, to come under that umbrella. You know I struggle with them many a day. In fact, I'm 48 and I still struggle in that area, you know, because I've been used to doing it, you know, when you... I'm just being real, you know. It is kind of difficult, you know, coming under that umbrella. So did you or Kirk ever experience any of that?
Yeah, I certainly did. I don't know if I can speak for him as much, but we moved in together about a year and a half after dating, so into our dating life. And we were real serious with one another, and we were spending so much time together at that point, and it was romantic, and we felt like, oh, this feels right. This is just the right move. And I'd never lived with a boyfriend before. So I had spent the, you know, better part of 30 years just being, you know, being independent, making my own decisions, you know, having my own company, my own income, everything like that. So everything I did was all about me. And I thought in terms of I. So it was a real wake-up call living with a partner and saying, okay, now all of the decisions are thinking in terms of we. And that was something I had never experienced before. So that was a big adjustment for me. Our first year living together was wonderful and blissful, but it still rocked my world a little bit, trying to understand what that really meant, being in such a committed relationship and living together. Because when you're dating and you have each person has their own place, you don't get along about something, or you get annoyed with the person about something, you have your own bed to sleep in. You have your separation.
Right.
You can clear the air. You can go on about your business without, you know, without that person being right there in your face. But you live together, it's a whole nother story. You have to deal with any issue that comes up, and you have to deal with it right away, because it's not healthy to have some angry business going on in the house for several days.
Right.
I can't live that way. He can't live that way. So when we have a problem, we have to face it head on and we have to resolve it. And then on top of it, he has two wonderful teenage boys, but all of a sudden I'm surrounded by all these boys. So we have, Kirk, you know, I've got Kirk living in the house. His boys are over a lot, and we have a boy dog. So it was a tremendous amount of testosterone, and I'm a girl. So it was, that was a little bit of an adjustment, you know, just dealing with so many boys. But But after that, you get into your groove in your relationship, and you realize what matters and how to just brush the little things off, because life is too short to stress yourself out about all the silly stuff.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, I mean, it seems like that, you know, it doesn't seem like it was that you were the only woman in the family, you know, and you're around all these men, you know what I'm saying? So I can definitely relate to that in a sense, you know, and you know, I was in a situation like the way myself, and I really didn't like it because I'm like, wow, I just felt like I was outnumbered, you know, and the thought of being outnumbered drove me completely crazy. You know, I'm like, okay, Barbie, let's just bring this thing back in, you know. So I definitely understand that, you know. But now throughout, now I know you can't speak a lot because there are still more episodes that are due on the show and so forth like that. So I definitely don't want to spoil it for anyone because I want to be tuning in myself to see how this is going to play out now, you know. And I've never been really a reality type person, you know, but I'm just lately I've been getting into a little bit of it, you know. I mean, I like certain things on reality if it is in a positive way, you know, but when it gets to anything about that Real Housewives franchise, I'll shut that down immediately because that's just trash as far as I'm concerned. But your show is very interesting and it's appealing to the audience, so I really like it, you know, and y'all represent yourself very well. I mean, I did have to get caught up with a few episodes, you know, because, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to be doing this interview, so I want to know more about this. So I really had to follow you. And I really like the level of the show, you know, and how y'all represent one another as a couple and as a woman and as a man. So I applaud y'all for that and keeping everything, you know, clean to the point that younger, you know, teenagers, they can watch it without, you know, getting their minds poisoned to a lot of other elements that reality TV can really bring out, you know, because reality TV, in my point, some of it, it really sucks. And I wish they'd take some of that junk off the TV, you know, because it's not fit for anyone to actually sit down and watch, you know. So definitely, I know we're going to be looking for another season out of you all, you know, from what I can gather. I do see that. So is that something that you and your husband, Kirk, you're going to continue to pursue as long as, you know, as long as everything is right, you know, and Bravo still wants to continue to follow y'all journey? Is that something that y'all will continue as well?
Oh, it's something we certainly consider.
Or is it just something y'all would get to a place and y'all be like, okay, okay, wow. Well, that's good because, you know what, I mean, I really see that coming back, you know, and I know I would be very interesting to actually watch it one more season as well, you know, because like I said, y'all do a phenomenal job, you know, and I'm not big on a lot of reality TV, but I watch you all and I thoroughly enjoy it, you know, and, you know, a lot of times it gives me hope now as a single woman myself, you know, sometimes I can put business ahead of my personal life, you know, and I'm trying to find that balance, you know. So what would your advice be to women today that are in that exact same situation, you know? What would your advice be, you know, as far as, you know, doing you and having your own business? I mean, I have my own entertainment business and I'm working that. And sometimes I put that ahead of my personal life, and my personal life is on the back burner, you know, and I just push it to the side, you know. What would your advice be to me and other women that are finding themselves in that exact same situation with their business, and their business is their life?
You have to take time out for yourself, downtime for yourself, because, you know, you can be very proud of the work that you're cultivating, but if you aren't working on all of your other interests, which there should be other interests, then you're going to burn yourself out. And in order to be a better businesswoman, in order to be a better friend, partner, daughter, mother, whatever it is, you have to be able to take time out for you.
You know what? I've been hearing that for years, and I still struggle with that. You know, I still struggle with that. You know, I mean, I just eat, live, and breathe my work, you know, 16 hours a day, you know, and never think about myself, you know. But I know I need to work on that at some point in my life, you know. But now just tell us a little bit about what else can we expect to see in upcoming shows, you know. I mean, I know you can't give a whole lot, and I understand that, you know, but as far as, is there anything in particular that we will be able to see that you and your husband are doing, you know? Are there any other projects that you're working on yourself, you know, that will be coming in the forefront 2015, you know, to 2016?
Yeah, well, I think on the show you'll be able to just to see, continue to see how close Kirk and my relationship is together, and how well we work together as a team and a partnership, and the love that's there, and we're always building one another up. If one person is down, the other person pushes that one up, and it's a beautiful balance and a beautiful relationship. I don't know exactly what they're going to show because I have no control of over the editing, but it
okay.
should be very exciting. And we have a lot of exciting things that happen in our personal life for the rest of the season. And my husband has this great internet startup company that he's just recently launched. It's called Razzd.com, R-A-Z-Z-D.
Okay.
And it ties into the show because it's all about arguments and within the relationships that you have. So it's a website where you can upload a video, just a short clip of your argument. You send it out to whoever it is that you're arguing with. They post their version, their side of the story, and then everybody gets to vote on it through social media. So it's a fun way to, it could be serious topics, it could be really lighthearted topics, it could be anything from sports to politics to you're pissed off because he spent too much money on the aquarium or whatever it is. So it's a fun site, and we utilize it in our relationship, and it's always interesting to see everybody's response and opinion on it because you feel like you're right about something, and then you sort of get everybody else's opinion on it, and you go, okay, maybe this isn't such a big deal. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt here and let him win this
right.
one. But it's a really it's a fun site to use, and there's a
mm-hmm.
the mobile app is available now, so it makes it really easy to use it from your phone. And I hope you'll check it out. It's great.
I will. You know what? That sounds so neat. You know, now with me, the only thing that because the only downside that I would see for myself is that okay, but now I'm bringing other people into my relationship. You know, that's how
mm-hmm.
I would feel. You know, that I'm bringing strangers
mm-hmm.
into my relationship, you know, and I'm the type of person sometimes maybe I can be just a tidbit petty because I feel like, all right, you know what, I like always winning an argument, you know, so I would get upset if people side with him versus me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would get upset about that because I'm like, okay, you know, because you know that when we write, we don't want to admit that we are wrong, you know, and we will stand on it till the cows come home, you know, and we don't give. I know I'm that way, you know. So, I mean, it's a cool app, you know. I mean, you know, but I would still feel, okay, I'm bringing strangers into my relationship now, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with that part of it.
Well, yeah, there's certainly everybody has their own comfort level, and
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why some of the arguments are more lighthearted and fun. Like, if you're arguing about your favorite sports team or you're having a political debate, some of the things that Kirk and I have posted on there are discussions about the dog sleeping on the bed. I think
okay.
the dog should be allowed to sleep on the bed, and he doesn't think so. So those are things that we're comfortable sharing with online and
okay.
And getting other people's opinion about it. Of course, you know, there is certainly some stuff that's left for privacy in our relationship, as there should be. But it's just a fun new site that we
wow.
haven't seen anybody else doing this. And we even have Kirk's younger brother and sister that are 7 years old. They're debating on whether the Hulk or the Spider-Man is better. So it's really cute to see.
Wow. Now Kirk just started this online
mm-hmm.
Company, you know. All right. You know what? I'm definitely going to check out that site. I'm definitely going to check out the site, you know, and see what it's all about, you know, and because it could just be, you know, just a fun way. That's what you're saying. It's just something fun. You know,
mm-hmm.
no one's going to go real deep into, you know, their personal business or anything like that, you know, but little things like that that you can put out there just to, you know, just to see what other people's thoughts are, you know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the app is free, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Well, that is good. You know, I'm definitely going to check that out, and I hope other people that are listening are definitely going to be able to check that out because I feel that, you know what, it seems like that you and your husband, y'all very minded as far as entrepreneur goes, and it seems like that
mm-hmm.
y'all like to try different things, you know, and you're not afraid
mm-hmm.
to just launch out there, you know. So I do like that spirit about you, you know. Just by talking to you, I can definitely discern that with you, you know. So I do like your spirit very, very much. So in the last moments that we have left for this interview, Lori, if you could just share with us exactly what can we expect. Now, I know I'm not going to even go with the show or anything like that, but outside of the show itself, you know, as far as with your business and so forth like that go, just tell us a little bit about what you do, you know, because you discuss with us what your husband does, but just tell us a little bit about what you do as well, you know, because there may be other people that may want to connect with you, so I definitely want to be able, you know, to bring other people that want to be able to connect with you. So tell us about what you do.
Okay, I have a lawyer's professional liability insurance brokerage. I know that's a mouthful, but I handle lawyer's E&O policies. If you're an attorney out there, please feel free to contact me. My website is at silverstatelawpro.com, and that is my bread and butter. That is, I've been working in this business for over 10 years and have a great niche market. I work with a lot of law firms all around D.C., but I'm licensed all over the country. And I also teach Pilates classes at a studio called Sculpt in Bethesda, Maryland. And it's definitely two different elements, with going from working in the insurance world with attorneys to teaching Pilates classes. But it definitely keeps me balanced. I have my very serious professional job, and then I have my job where I can feel like it can help people in a whole nother way with their health and their mind and bodies. So you definitely have to check it out.
Definitely. No. Okay. Now you live in the Bethesda area in Maryland?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh wow. You know what? Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I grew up in Frederick, Maryland. You know, so that's why when I saw you, not too far, I was like, okay, I know that area code. You know, well, that is wonderful. You know, so, you know, just tell us one other thing before we go, though, Lori, and I just want to thank you so much for taking out your time this morning to do this interview. Now, with the Bravo itself, you know, I mean, is there any part of the television that you do not like with Bravo? You know, and I don't mean it as a head or as a company, you know, but, you know, like it's one thing when we just open up our lives and just let people in, you know, say, I mean, do you have a pick, you and your husband, over what parts that you don't want them to actually put out there on television for everyone, you know, or are there any drawbacks? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, the drawback is that you have no control over editing, and the truth is that they filmed countless hours of us over the course of 13 to 14 months filming, and I don't feel that Kirk, this is my personal opinion, but I don't feel that Kirk was played out very well in the first couple episodes. They sort of tried to make him appear to be egotistical. I didn't think that was fair because they took a lot of sound bites from many, many months of filming and squished it into one segment. And he's a very, I think that the audience is starting to see more of who he truly is, his authentic self. And he is a guy who's very funny. He's got a big heart. He's an intelligent man and thoughtful. So I feel better about where we're at as far as the programming is at this point in the season. But it was a little worrisome at first. But we also knew that, you know, that was one of the things that we gave up when we committed to do the show. Like, okay, we're going to be ourselves on the show, but they can edit it and alter it however they would like, and we have to be able to give up that control and be okay with that. And, you know, ultimately, I have this mantra, you know, for anybody who has anything negative to say, that they don't matter. The only people that matter in my life are the people that I love and who love me in return. So the rest is just a bunch of static. That's the only negative thing. But I loved working with the producers and the film crew. They were such wonderful, wonderful people, and you get to know them very well since you're working so closely together for such a lengthy period of time and in such a personal space in your life. And they were fantastic people, people that I still keep in touch with and make phone calls to and emails to, just talking on a personal basis. So I feel blessed to have met such wonderful people that I normally would never have known.
Right. Well, that is wonderful, you know, and I just want to thank you so much. Just give everyone the day and time that the show airs, just in case if others are not familiar with the show or want to tune in, so that they mm-hmm. can follow y'all with the programming.
Yes, yeah, so Newlyweds the First Year is on every Tuesday night at 10 p.m.
All right. Well, you've heard it here from Insanity to Sane Radio with Ms. Lauren Knight from Bravo's Newlyweds the First Year, Kirk and Lauren Knight. You do not want to miss it. Tuesday night, 10 p.m. on Bravo Channel. Ms. Knight, thank you so much for this interview this morning. I deeply appreciate it. And you just have yourself a wonderful day. And I look forward to Tuesday's episode. And I know everyone else will as well. So enjoy your day and God bless you all.
Thank you. Same to you. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Lori.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.